scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Wasn't it like a few weeks ago we said that scientists were working on mind-reading devices and it was going to take like 3 years for it to happen?
I thought it was 2025,
maybe? Something like that, or 2020. Yeah. Well, apparently it's happening now. Scientists at MIT have created a wearable device that can actually read your mind. So this thing, what you do is it's called the Alter Ego. And it's a headset that rests on your ear and then fits snugly under your jaw.
Okay.
So it almost kind of looks like one of those big old like headpieces or headsets, microphone headset things. So when you think something, the alter ego then senses brainwaves and then transfers those brainwaves or translates them into words. And this system is actually able to figure out about 92% of the commands that people are thinking without one single word being uttered.
So, okay. You know how sometimes when you're in a room with someone you really don't like?
Yeah.
And they're talking and you're just thinking, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. But you don't actually say it because that would be rude and we have filters, right?
Right.
What if this thing just said it?
That would not be good.
No, it would be bad.
Is there like a silence button?
Right, like, I'm thinking thoughts I shouldn't be thinking. I better turn it off.
No,
this seems like a disaster. I don't know who would actually wear this. Maybe I could see people who maybe were mobility limited or something who needed help with
that
kind of thing.
It's great for people for that.
But like, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking for people that need to do stuff that they can't normally do.
Or communicate stuff and have a hard time communicating, then this could be, I think actually I remember reading about that they were hoping this would come one day, like in the 90s. So this has been on people's radars for a long time.
Creepy stuff.
I'm not using it. according to a study by the Council of Contemporary Families, Johnny, the chore that causes the most issues in a relationship is washing the dishes.
I can agree with that.
The study found that doing the dishes is the chore women most want to split with their partner, and women who always do the dishes are really mad at their spouses. Now, report less satisfaction in their relationships than those who split the dishwashing chores with their partners.
Wow.
Now, do you think it counts if, do you think I wash you dry counts? Or do you think it has to actually be like,
I actually think
split down the middle?
To me, I think the I wash you dry and then alternating.
Alternate. You got to alternate.
That is like the perfect thing. But
not everybody likes to. Well, what about like, do you have a preference for loading or unloading the dishwasher?
I like to load. I don't mind either. I mean, unloading I don't like because then I have to like, there's like no system. Jocelyn's just like, take everything out and then put it all away. But I like to take the things out and then put them away and then walk back and forth.
Yeah.
She's like, no, just take it all out. That way I can put the dirty ones in.
I see. So she wants you to be super efficient.
She wants me to be quicker so that she can put the dirty ones in there.
I get you. I don't like unloading. I will like, really, I'll like put my foot down and make my kids unload before I'll load. I don't mind loading.
Interesting.
What do you know?
Interesting stuff. That's trending topics for this morning.